Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we stop by a literary institution in Paris's Latin Quarter, an historic bookshop that will be closing its doors partly due to a pandemic-led customer downturn. To find out more before we bid adieu, here is Monocle's Julia Webster Ayuso.
Long queues of students once lined up outside the Gilbert Jeune flagship store in central Paris. Located in the Place Saint-Michel, a short walk from the Sorbonne, this institution of Parisian bookshops is the go-to place for cheap second-hand textbooks on everything from philosophy to architecture. Most of those who have studied at one of the French capital's universities will have fond memories of Gilbert Jeune, and those that haven't will have stopped by more than once to pick up a comic book or a paperback for just a few euros. Gilbert Jeune and its parent company, Gilbert Joseph, started as a bookstall on the banks of the Seine in 1889, just a few years after France made education a free public service. It quickly expanded into several shops in the 5th arrondissement, selling a mixture of new and second-hand books. The bright yellow awnings lining the Saint-Michel Boulevard became a familiar landmark of the Latin Quarter, historically Paris's literary neighbourhood and home to many other independent booksellers. But Gilbert Jeune has announced it will be closing its flagship store and three other shops nearby as part of a restructuring plan. The pandemic emptied the area of tourists and students for months, with sales dropping by 60%. The lockdowns have been a blow to the city's booksellers, who asked to be treated as essential services and stay open when the French government tightened restrictions back in October. Meanwhile, the centuries-old bouquinistes on the banks of the Seine are also struggling to survive. But it's not just COVID-19 that has weakened Gilbert Jeune. Before the pandemic, yellow vest demonstrations and transport strikes also reduced footfall in the square. And while in France, the business of selling second-hand books is thriving thanks to high book prices, Amazon and other online platforms have captured a large part of the market, a trend that has only accelerated in the past year. With Parisians leaving their neighbourhoods less and less, Gilbert Jeune needs to reinvent itself. It's not closing completely. One of its oldest outlets is being renovated, and there are plans to open several smaller bookshops in more residential areas. But keeping its larger stores in the tourist centre is no longer profitable. The imminent closure of its flagship store, which opened 50 years ago, has led to mourning among some Parisians, who see it as a reminder of their student years. It has also raised questions about the future of the Latin Quarter as the literary heart of the city. It's home to over 100 independent bookshops, but in recent years, they've been losing ground to fast food and fast fashion outlets, which residents see as an erasure of its history and cultural identity. The pandemic has precipitated the transformation of city centres, and Gilbert Jeune is just the latest in a series of casualties. Still, for many Parisians, it's simply impossible to imagine the neighbourhood without it.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Julia Webster Ayuso for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.